Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Junto Presents. Join us at Franklin Manor, home to the Junto, a gentleman's club in the classic style where adventurers, mystics, and other unique individuals gather to socialize and conduct their private business. We offer you a glimpse at the strange and wonderful things to be found there.
Hello and welcome to the first mini episode from the halls of Franklin Manor. My name is David Parkin.
And I'm Robert Gibbs. Today we're coming to you from our office in the library at Franklin Manor. This is where we do most of our work, a big part of which is researching the history of the Junto.
Right. And as the oldest continually operating social club in North America, it has changed quite a bit over the years. Today it's a residence, an inn for visiting members, it's a museum, it's a library, and it's a gathering place. But once upon a time, it was actually a covert military organization.
Yeah, that history is what we plan to explore in these mini episodes, because it occurred to us that even among members, there's a lot that people don't know about this place. It played a significant role in the formation of our country, and we want to tell that story.
In addition to the stories we're already sharing in our regular episodes of the show.
Right. You see, here at the Junto, we trade in stories. Our club founder, Benjamin Franklin, was a newspaper man above all else. He loved to talk and share anecdotes with people from all walks of life. And he established a tradition that members of the Junto must submit a story as part of their annual dues. The only criteria was that they be true and interesting.
Franklin enjoyed these stories so much, he had them cataloged. And it was a job that fell to a friend of his named R. David Gibbs. And the job has remained in his family ever since. Rob and I are the direct descendants of his two children, Robert Benjamin Gibbs and Rebecca Gibbs Parkin, which makes us 10th cousins.
A pair of matching bookends, different as night and day.
Oh, that is a pretty old reference, Rob.
It's from TV Land, Dave. People have TV Land. Anyway, in the last 10 generations, the Junto has amassed quite a library.
Franklin always hoped to share these with the public someday, but there's never really been a consensus on how to do that.
Yeah, mostly because half the members of our presidential board are ghosts, and they don't usually keep up with the latest mass communication techniques.
Strictly speaking, most of them don't understand what we're doing here, and probably wouldn't be happy if they did. But on the bright side, ghosts don't really listen to podcasts. As long as they don't find out, here we are.
Yeah, so listeners, please don't share this with any of your ghost friends. The last thing we want is for the board to send out their enforcer to retrieve all the ears who dared listen to the sealed material.
Yeah, this is serious. His name's Apocalypse the Night Horse. It's not a joke. You do not want to meet him.
No sharing with ghosts. Anyway, moving forward, we'll be using these mini episodes to tell the amazing story of Benjamin Franklin and the formation of the Junto,
which was key in securing our nation's freedom from hostile forces.
And we're not just talking about the British.
No, but more on that later. We also want to take this opportunity to take care of some housekeeping business.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you, listeners. If you have any questions or feedback, please send us an email at deadletter@thejuntopresents.com. And maybe we'll read your message on the air.
Also, if you're listening to the show on iTunes, please subscribe and leave us a review. It helps other people find us.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook. We'll be back next week with another regular episode, part two of our Ghosts of Christmas Eve special. And keep an eye out for more of these mini episodes moving forward.
Have a happy holiday season, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by memories that refuse to die.
The Junto Presents is brought to you by Dreams in the Witch House, a Lovecraftian rock opera available at witchhouserocks.com. Tonight's miniature program was written and produced by Mr. David Parkin and Mr. Robert J. Gibbs. It was edited by Mr. Timothy Thompson. I am your announcer, James K. Riley, reminding you that the Junto are dedicated to mutual improvement in the lives and business they embody. Who are the Junto? Perhaps, dear listener, the Junto is you.